Don't miss the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. You'll find the Maytag appliances you need, when you need them, at a great price. Plus, when you buy two select laundry appliances, you'll get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop Maytag at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Valentine's Day had always been a day I looked forward to. I loved the idea of romance, the small gestures of affection, and the anticipation of secret admirers. But this particular Valentine's Day changed my perspective forever, leaving me with a lingering fear that I still can't shake. It started innocently enough. I woke up to find a small bouquet of flowers on my doorstep, along with a card that read, "From your secret admirer." I was pleasantly surprised. I hadn't been seeing anyone, so the idea of having a secret admirer was thrilling. The flowers were beautiful, and the card was sweet, so I placed them in a vase and went about my day with a smile on my face. Later that afternoon, while I was at work, I received another surprise. A box of chocolates was delivered to my desk, again with a card from the mysterious admirer. My coworkers teased me, suggesting that I had a secret admirer who was truly smitten. I laughed it off, enjoying the attention and the novelty of it all. As the day went on, I couldn't help but wonder who my admirer could be. I mentally went through the list of people I knew, but no one seemed to fit the profile. I decided to let it go and enjoy the moment, hoping that by the end of the day, I might have a better idea. After work, I went home to find yet another gift waiting for me on my doorstep, a beautifully wrapped box with a heart-shaped locket inside. The card attached simply said, "Can't wait to see you tonight." My excitement turned to confusion and a slight unease. I hadn't made any plans for the evening, and I had no idea what this message meant. I decided to call my best friend, Emily, to share my thoughts and see if she had any ideas. Emily suggested that I go to the local cafe where we often hung out, thinking that maybe my admirer would reveal themselves there. It seemed like a reasonable idea, so I agreed. As the evening approached, I got dressed and made my way to the cafe. It was a cozy place, decorated with fairy lights and filled with the smell of freshly brewed coffee. I found a seat near the window and waited, my heart racing with a mix of excitement and nervousness. Minutes turned into an hour, and there was no sign of anyone approaching me. I began to feel silly, sitting there alone, waiting for someone who might not even show up. Just as I was about to leave, a waiter approached my table with a note. "This is for you," he said, handing me the note with a smile. I opened it, my hands trembling slightly. The note read, "I've been watching you all day. Meet me at the park across the street in 10 minutes. My excitement turned to dread. The note felt wrong, invasive. The idea of someone watching me without my knowledge was deeply unsettling. I considered leaving immediately, but I couldn't overcome my curiosity. I decided to go to the park, but not without informing Emily first. I called Emily and told her everything. She was concerned and suggested I stay on the phone with her while I went to the park. I agreed, feeling a bit more secure knowing she was on the line. The park was quiet and dimly lit. I walked along the path, my eyes scanning the area for any sign of my admirer. The minutes ticked by, and there was no one in sight. I was about to give up and leave when I noticed a figure standing near the fountain. The figure was dressed in dark clothes and seemed to be waiting for me. My heart pounded in my chest as I approached cautiously, Emily's voice in my ear providing some comfort. "Hello?" I called out, my voice echoing in the stillness. The figure turned to face me, and I realized it was a man I didn't recognize. He stepped closer, his face partially obscured by the shadows. "Are you my secret admirer?" I asked, trying to keep my voice steady. He didn't respond immediately. Instead, he just stared at me, his expression unreadable. Finally, he spoke, his voice low and unsettling. "I've been watching you for a long time," he said. "You're perfect." Panic surged through me. This was no romantic gesture, this was something far more sinister. I took a step back, my instincts screaming at me to run. "I don't know who you are, but this isn't funny," I said, trying to sound braver than I felt. He took a step forward, closing the distance between us. "Don't be scared," he said. "I just want to be with you." I turned and ran, my heart racing. I could hear his footsteps behind me, getting closer. Emily's voice in my ear was frantic, urging me to get to safety. I ran towards the cafe, hoping to find help. As I burst through the cafe doors, the man was nowhere to be seen. I collapsed into a chair, trembling with fear. The staff called the police, and I waited for them to arrive, Emily still on the phone, trying to calm me down. The police arrived.
Hey baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com. For terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple $1,000s in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/darkparanormal or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/darkparanormal.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Quickly and took my statement. They searched the park but found no sign of the man. The gifts, the notes, everything was taken as evidence, but the man remained unidentified. The experience left me shaken and fearful. I changed my daily routines, moved to a new apartment, and became hyper aware of my surroundings. Valentine's Day was no longer a day of romance and joy for me. It had become a day of fear and caution. One of my favorite days has always been Valentine's Day. I love the atmosphere, the decorations, and the excuse to do something special. This year, I decided to spend the afternoon in a beautiful park, capturing the romantic ambience with my camera. It was a perfect day for photography, the sky was clear, and the park was filled with couples enjoying the holiday. I arrived at the park with my camera bag slung over my shoulder, excited to capture the essence of Valentine's Day. The park was picturesque, with blooming flowers, tall trees, and a tranquil lake reflecting the blue sky. I set up my camera and started taking photos, enjoying the peaceful atmosphere. As I moved through the park, I noticed a man watching me. He was standing near a bench, holding a camera of his own. He smiled when our eyes met, and I nodded politely before continuing with my work. After a while, he approached me. "Hi there," he said, extending his hand. "I couldn't help but notice your camera. Are you a photographer?" "Just a hobbyist," I replied, shaking his hand. "I love capturing special moments, especially on days like this." "Me too," he said, his smile widening. "My name's Tom. Mind if I take a few shots for you?" I hesitated for a moment but decided there was no harm in it. "Sure, that would be great." Tom took a few photos of me with my camera, positioning me near the lake and the blooming flowers. He seemed friendly and knowledgeable, and I was grateful for the help. After a few shots, he handed the camera back to me. "Thanks, these are great," I said, reviewing the photos. "No problem," he replied. "I'll be around if you need any more help." He walked away, and I continued exploring the park, snapping photos of the scenery and the couples enjoying their day. But as the afternoon wore on, I started to notice Tom in the background of many of my shots. At first, I thought it was a coincidence, but it soon became clear that he was following me. I tried to shake him off by moving to different areas of the park, but he always seemed to be nearby, watching me. My unease grew, but I told myself I was being paranoid. It was a public park, after all. As the sun began to set, the park emptied out, and the once bustling area grew quiet. I decided it was time to head home. I packed up my camera and started walking towards the park exit. That's when I noticed Tom again, standing by the entrance, watching me with an intense gaze. I quickened my pace, hoping to leave before he could approach me. But as I neared the exit, he stepped in front of me, blocking my path. "Leaving so soon?" he asked, his smile now replaced with a sinister look. "Yes, I need to get home," I replied, trying to keep my voice steady. "It's getting late." "Let me walk you to your car," he insisted, stepping closer. "No, thank you," I said, my heart racing. "I'm fine on my own." Ignoring my protests, he reached out and grabbed my arm. "I insist." Panic surged through me. I yanked my arm free and started running. I could hear his footsteps behind me, getting closer with each step. I darted through the park, weaving between trees and bushes, trying to lose him. I found a small grove and ducked behind a large tree, hoping he wouldn't see me. My breath was ragged, and my heart pounded in my chest. I listened, straining to hear his footsteps. For a moment, there was only silence. Then, I heard him calling out, his voice eerily calm. "You can't hide from me. I just want to talk." I stayed as still as possible, praying he wouldn't find me. After what felt like an eternity, his voice grew distant, and I risked a glance around the tree. He was gone. I waited a few more minutes to make sure the coast was clear, then made a dash for the park exit. As I reached the street, I saw a police car parked nearby. I ran over and explained what had happened to the officers. They took my statement and searched the park but found no sign of Tom. They offered to drive me home, and I gratefully accepted. As we drove, I couldn't shake the fear that he was still out there, watching me. The next day, I developed the photos from my camera. As I flipped through them, I noticed something chilling. In almost every shot, Tom was in the background, watching me with that same sinister look. It was as if he had been stalking me the entire time. I reported the incident to the police, but without more evidence, there wasn't much they could do. The experience left me shaken, and I couldn't bring myself to go back to the park. Valentine's Day has always been a bittersweet occasion for me. But this year, it was supposed to be different. I had recently broken up with my controlling ex-boyfriend, and I was looking forward to spending a quiet, peaceful evening alone. Little did I know that the night would take a terrifying turn, making it an experience I would never forget. I spent the day preparing for a cozy night in. I cooked my favorite meal, poured a glass of wine, and set the table with candles. My apartment, nestled in a quiet urban neighborhood, felt like a safe haven. I settled on the couch, ready to watch a romantic movie and enjoy my own company. The first sign of trouble came when my phone buzzed with a text message from an unknown number. I glanced at it, expecting a harmless Valentine's Day greeting or a spam message. "Happy Valentine's Day, beautiful. I see you're spending it alone this year." My heart skipped a beat. The message was unsettlingly personal. I brushed it off, thinking it was just a prank. I blocked the number and tried to focus on my movie. But the messages didn't stop. A few minutes later, another one came through from a different number. "Did you think you could get rid of me that easily?" My stomach churned with anxiety. It had to be my ex-boyfriend, Eric. He had been possessive and controlling throughout our relationship, and I had finally gathered the courage to end it. But he hadn't taken it well, and now it seemed he was back to torment me. I tried to call a friend for support, but the calls wouldn't go through. It felt like my entire world was closing in on me. I checked the locks on my doors and windows, trying to reassure myself that I was safe. Just as I was beginning to calm down, I noticed something outside my window. Footprints in the snow. They led from the street right up to my apartment. My heart pounded in my chest as I realized that someone had been watching me. I quickly shut the curtains and turned off the lights, hoping to make it look like I wasn't home. My phone buzzed again, and I hesitated before looking at the message. "You can't hide from me. I'm closer than you think." Panic surged through me. I tried to dial 911, but the line was dead. The power went out, plunging my apartment into darkness. I felt completely isolated and vulnerable. I grabbed a kitchen knife for protection and hid in the closet, my heart racing. I could hear my own breath, ragged and shallow. The silence was suffocating, broken only by the faint sound of footsteps outside my door. Suddenly, there was a loud bang. The door creaked open, and I held my breath, praying that whoever was out there wouldn't find me. I could hear Eric's voice, low and menacing. "Come out, come out, wherever you are," he taunted. I stayed as still as possible, gripping the knife so tightly that my knuckles turned white. I could hear him moving around the apartment, searching for me. The tension was unbearable. Then, I heard him enter the room where I was hiding. He was so close that I could hear his breathing. The closet door creaked as he slowly opened it. I braced myself for the worst. Just then, I heard the sound of sirens approaching. Eric paused, his attention diverted. He cursed under his breath and quickly left the room. I waited a moment before cautiously peeking out. He was gone. I ran to the front door and saw the flashing lights of a police car. I opened the door, waving frantically to get their attention. The officers rushed in, and I collapsed into their arms, overwhelmed with relief. They searched the apartment and found Eric hiding in the building's basement. He was arrested for violating the restraining order I had against him. I gave my statement to the police, my hands still trembling from the ordeal. In the days that followed, I couldn't shake the fear that had taken hold of me. I changed my locks, installed security cameras, and made sure my phone was always charged. But the experience left a deep scar, a constant reminder that danger can lurk even in the most familiar places. Valentine's Day was always a special occasion for my husband and me. We loved to celebrate with a quiet, romantic evening at home. This year was no different. We planned a cozy night in with a homemade dinner, a bottle of wine, and a classic romantic movie. Little did we know that our evening would take a terrifying turn that we would never forget. We spent the afternoon preparing our favorite meal together, laughing and enjoying each other's company. The house was warm and filled with the delicious aroma of cooking. By the time the sun set, we were ready for our special night. The dining table was beautifully set, candles flickering softly, creating a perfect, intimate atmosphere. After dinner, we moved to the living room, where a fire crackled in the fireplace. We settled on the couch, snuggling under a blanket, and started the movie. Everything felt perfect, like a scene from a romantic movie itself. Halfway through the film, we heard a strange noise coming from outside. It sounded like a faint tapping on one of the windows. We paused the movie and listened, but the noise stopped, leaving us with an eerie silence. "Did you hear that?" I asked, feeling a slight chill. "Yeah," my husband replied, frowning. "It's probably just the wind or a tree branch." We resumed the movie, but the noise came back, louder this time. It was a distinct tapping, deliberate and unnerving. My husband got up to check, peering through the curtains into the dark night. He saw nothing and returned to the couch, trying to reassure me. As the movie continued, I couldn't shake the feeling of being watched. I glanced around the room, my eyes darting to the windows and shadows. The tapping returned, more persistent than before. My husband decided to go outside and check for anything unusual. I watched him disappear into the darkness, my heart pounding with anxiety. Moments later, he returned, shaking his head. "There's nothing out there," he said, locking the door behind him. "Maybe it's just an animal." We tried to relax and enjoy the rest of the movie, but the tension lingered. Just as the movie was reaching its climax, there was a loud thud against the living room window. I jumped, my heart racing. My husband grabbed a flashlight and went to investigate. He opened the curtains and shone the light outside. For a moment, there was nothing but darkness. Then, a figure appeared in the beam of light, a person wearing a mask, staring directly at us. My husband stepped back, startled, and quickly closed the curtains. "We need to call the police," he said, grabbing his phone. But before he could dial, the lights went out, plunging us into darkness. Panic set in as we realized we were cut off from help. We locked the doors and windows, trying to secure the house as best as we could. The power outage made everything more frightening, the darkness amplifying our fear. We huddled together, our hearts pounding, listening for any signs of the intruder. The silence was broken by the sound of footsteps on the porch. The door handle rattled as the intruder tried to get in. We held our breath, hoping the locks would hold. The masked figure moved to the windows, tapping and scratching, trying to find a way inside. My husband whispered to me, "We need to get to the basement. It's the safest place." We made our way to the basement door, moving as quietly as possible. Just as we reached the stairs, we heard the sound of glass shattering. The intruder had broken a window and was now inside the house. We hurried down the stairs, closing the basement door behind us. In the darkness of the basement, we found a hiding spot behind some old furniture. My husband held me close, trying to keep us both calm. We could hear the intruder moving around upstairs, the floorboards creaking under his weight. The sound of footsteps grew closer, making his way towards the basement door. We held our breath, praying he wouldn't come down. The door creaked open, and the intruder's footsteps echoed down the stairs. He moved slowly, methodically, as if searching for something. My heart felt like it would burst out of my chest. The footsteps came closer, then stopped. We waited, the tension unbearable. After what felt like an eternity, the intruder turned and went back upstairs. We waited in the darkness, too afraid to move or make a sound. Eventually, the footsteps faded away, and we heard the sound of a car engine starting. We waited a while longer, making sure the intruder was truly gone. When we finally emerged from our hiding place, we found the house in disarray, broken glass, overturned furniture, and our front door left wide open. The police arrived shortly after, responding to our emergency call. They searched the area but found no trace of the intruder. They took our statements and promised to increase patrols in the neighborhood. The experience left us shaken and fearful in our own home. We installed a security system and reinforced our doors and windows, but the sense of safety we once had was gone. Valentine's Day, once a day of love and romance, had become a reminder of the night we were terrorized by a masked intruder. If there's one thing I've learned from that night, it's that safety and security should never be taken for granted. Always be prepared, trust your instincts, and take every precaution to protect yourself and your loved ones.
Offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.